Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Now, Philippe, I'm following up with a lot of companies that we follow on the website and on the radio show to discuss what changes, if any, are happening due to this COVID-19 and quite frankly, the government actions of shutting down cities, provinces, even countries. Now, the project that you are working on, this Chimo mine property, it is in Quebec. So Quebec, we have news articles about the country shutting down, essentially issuing a state of emergency that shuts down companies that are non-essential. How is this impacting Cartier currently?
Well, the only thing that has impacted is that it has shut down or suspended our drilling for a minimum of a three-week period right up to the 13th of April. So, and it's a measure that is simply put in place to ensure social distancing. Although most exploration companies don't interact directly with diamond drillers because they're out in the bush and they have 12-hour shifts and so on and so forth, I think most companies here just want to make sure they're doing the right thing with respect to their employees and any person that can come in contact with their employees. So that's the government action is simply said, if you're a non-essential business, that is, you're not a nurse, a doctor, a policeman, a grocer, or, you know, people that provide essential services, you must be shut down starting midnight, March 23rd, right up to April 13th. And then on April 13th, we'll see what that happens. So it impacts our diamond drilling, which was temporarily suspended. It impacts the assay labs, which have obviously shut down as well. But it doesn't impact other type of workers such as engineering firms and resource estimate consultants because, you know, being the type of work that they do, they simply are in confinement in their homes set up with VPNs and they're working offsite and accessing. It's like we sort of do like web meetings and stuff like that. So we can continue with the resource estimate program. We can continue with the internal engineering studies that we had initiated. And in our case, since the core shack is isolated, we can continue with the mapping program with one geologist. And once he's done, he leaves and certifies that he's left the site. And then we could have that one guy come in and saw the core. And once he leaves, you know, it respects all the confinement and social distancing issues. And then at least once the ban is lifted, then we have lost a minimal amount of time and work. And that way, the maximum amount of people get to keep their jobs and get to keep a revenue while respecting, I must say once again, the measures to social distance and keep confined. So that's how it impacts us.
Well, I give you credit there, Philippe. It sounds like you guys are very much on top of things and also still managing to work within the rules to keep at least the company moving forward. Just a quick comment regarding diamond drilling. When it is suspended now, is the company then able to cut those costs? Those costs don't trickle in, correct? You're just waiting for that diamond drilling to start back up.
Correct, and that's a good point because the biggest expense, the biggest investment is diamond drilling and assaying. And since those two elements have been suspended, well, those costs are not coming in and we don't have to pay those. So they're simply deferred in time. And so for the next month or so, we're down to a very minimal burn rate. And that's it. So, and that brings me to another point. We're able to continue to advance the and continue creating value through resource estimates, internal engineering and scoping stuff, and all the while keeping the costs low. And that keeps our till, our bank account, in a very healthy and strong position. You know, we have $6.2 million in the bank, and even after we resume drilling and complete the drilling, we can still have $5 million in the bank by the end of December 2020. So, you know, we have a very good financial position. We have a very robust and lean and mean program ongoing, focused on the Chimo Mine project. And we're all hoping that this COVID-19 situation will resolve to the benefit of everybody everywhere in Canada and the world. And at least when that happens, then Cartier will be on top of the pile.
Okay, yeah, good to hear, and very important to hear that you do have that cash in the bank and will still be able to weather this storm however long it takes, but you have been able to cut costs as well. It's one of the perks of being an exploration company, not an actual production company, in terms of cutting costs. Now, I just wanted to quickly follow up on the interview that we had earlier this month. We talked about some of the targets that you were working on and some of the opportunities for the company. Are you guys going back over some prior data as well in cases that you can to work on further refining targets or understanding this project?
There's two parts, there's two answers. Yes, for sure. But we have been on top of that for some time now, because we did take a break in drilling from last July to last November. And that's where we rebooted the whole system. But what we are finding very recently is, and it's kind of weird, that this COVID-19 situation has reminded a lot of the senior producers that, hey, if they have remote projects where complicated logistics and travel bans have definitely impacted their access to site, well, you know, backyard plays such as the Chimo Mine project that's right along the highway here on the Cadillac Fault, well, the project takes on that much more value from a risk assessment perspective. And obviously we had never really foreseen that aspect, because nobody actually puts into the risk management, what do they do if there's a huge pandemic? Well, maybe the senior mining companies do, but the junior explorers don't. And for us, it's put us in a situation where we're in defense mechanism mode, and we have to have our databases up to date, up to speed, and, you know, it, just in case there's an opportunistic bid or a delinquent party that comes in and wants to profit from the fact that, like most juniors, we're trading at a very low stock price.
All right, Philippe, we'll wrap it up there. I appreciate the update. I'm reaching out to a lot of companies, as I said, to see how their operations and their exploration is being impacted and what they're doing to keep the ball rolling in terms of when the shutdown ends, be able to get back on the ground and continue on with their plans. Sounds like you guys have it well under control, but you know what? If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will follow up with Philippe and get those questions answered.
Corey, let's keep in mind that the most important asset of the company is its human resources and its financial resources. So be safe out there and do listen to all the ordinances and decrees that the government or local authorities may have.
Exactly. Those come day after day. Man, oh man, we are inundated with news right now. Philippe, appreciate your time. Stay safe out there, and we will touch base again shortly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Corey.